Now your letters. And we received plenty about Leanne Hansen's interview 2 weeks ago with Armand Nicolai. Dr. Nicolai teaches a seminar at Harvard that hypothetically pits atheist Sigmund Freud against Christian writer C.S. Lewis to debate questions of God and spirituality. Harold Kirchen of Ann Arbor, Michigan, echoed many of your sentiments when he wrote, "Professor Nicolai appears to be presenting himself as the objective facilitator of an intellectual debate, but his bias is blatant. He pays a perverse sort of homage to Freud by relying on pop psychoanalysis to suggest that Freud's worldview was little more than a neurotic and frightened reaction to childhood trauma. But C.S. Lewis, on the other hand, came by his worldview after, quote, examining all the evidence, unquote. This is a curious way to describe religious conversion, a process that expressly demands the suspension of disbelief, critical thinking, and the use of logic, and relies instead upon blind faith. For the professor to write a debate using the imaginary voices of one man that he respects and another he obviously does not, leads us to suspect that the result will be a foregone conclusion. I bet that in this boxing match, one of the fighters has been paid to take a fall." A. Gregory Schneider, a professor of religion and social science, had this to say, "As a lifelong Christian whose journey of faith has been brilliantly illuminated by C.S. Lewis, I am appalled that Lewis's life and work should be represented to the public by the sloppy and intellectually dishonest work of Dr. Armand Nicolai. In insinuating a pop psychoanalytical explanation of why Freud rejected religious belief, Nicolai ignores and discounts Freud's own very clearly stated reasons for unbelief. Nicolai offers no such condescending dismissal of Lewis, taking entirely at face value Lewis's account of the intellectual reasons and evidence that led him to belief, even though there is abundant evidence that the death of Lewis's father was a major emotional event moving him toward theistic belief. Lewis needs no such post-mortem coddling in order for his life and works of faith to stand up well in comparison with Freud's life and works of unbelief. People of faith who value intellectual rigor are ill served by this, as are those who are searching for an honest world view. We welcome your comments. You can call our listener comment line at 202-371-1775 or send us an email at wesun@npr.org. Please include where you live and how to pronounce your name.